This is Positive IQ. I'm Penny Ward, and this podcast explores how we stay steady, clear, and well in a world that keeps shifting and changing. Here we talk about the real experience of navigating change, the load it creates, the resilience it requires, and the capacity it drains. We look at what's happening in the brain, the body, and in everyday behavior, and what helps us to lead ourselves and others with more clarity, calm, and confidence. Each episode offers simple insights, practical tools, and grounded conversations to help you move through change without sacrificing your well-being. If you're navigating complexity, rebuilding your capacity, or rising to a new chapter, you are in the right place. Before we begin, I want to invite you to arrive here slowly. Not to rush into learning. Not to fix anything. Not to turn this into another thing you need to get right. Just to arrive. If you're listening to this series, it's likely because something in you recognized the title, not as an aspiration, but as a longing. Not a desire to become stronger or tougher, but a desire to feel more like yourself again while leading. This series is not about pushing harder, doing more, or optimizing your life. It's about how leadership is sustained over time, when responsibility is ongoing, expectations are high, and rest is not automatically built into the system. Across these three podcasts, we'll move slowly and deliberately. The first conversation explores what we call the rest resilience paradox, why pushing harder can actually reduce resilience, and why this often shows up in capable, committed women leaders. The second conversation introduces the idea of the rest landscape, a way of understanding how your capacity has been shaped, supported, or strained over time, and where resilience is quietly built or depleted. And the third conversation brings this into lived practice through the rested path, focusing on a rested body, a rested voice, and rested action as the conditions that allow resilience to be embodied and sustained. Together, these conversations are not designed to be completed or mastered. They are designed to reorient you, to slow the narrative, to tell the truth about pressure and capacity, and to offer a different way of thinking about leadership, one that does not require you to abandon all the things that you've built up around you, including yourself. Many women leaders don't arrive here because they're failing. They arrive here because they've been holding people, complexity, decisions, emotions, responsibility, the list goes on, and often without pause, recognition, or recovery. And over time, that holding takes its toll. Not dramatically and not all at once, but quietly. This work begins by naming that experience, not to diagnose it, not to dramatize it, but to understand it. You don't need to listen to these episodes in one particular sitting. You don't need to take notes. You don't need to do anything immediately. This is not about urgency. It's about creating the conditions for resilience to return, to be strengthened. Take this at your own pace. Let the language land. Let the pauses matter. Let yourself be here without pressure. And when you're ready, we'll begin.